Hello, race fans, and welcome to Disc Golf Daily. It is Friday, May 3rd. We are the podcast that gets you caught up with disc golf news and growth in about 10 minutes. Today, we're going to talk about par in disc golf, what it should be, how we should think about it, and what we think touring pros should shoot if they want to win. But first, this little tidbit. Our number one news story of the day, besides the Dynamic Discs Open, which you should be watching on Disc Golf Network, Bill Nye talks disc golf on YouTube. He talks the physics of the disc. He talks about the dark art of disc golf, which is combining lift, drag, and stability. And for some reason, seeing Bill Nye throw discs and talk about this just makes me happy. This video was put out by Cornell University. Bill Nye was one of the founders of their ultimate team and has over 70,000 views. Link in the show notes if you want to add one more. What is par? The dictionary definition, the number of strokes a first-class player should normally require for a particular hole or course. In disc golf, par is the same, except we also factor in the skill level of the player that the course is designed for. If a course is designed for beginners, par is set based on a beginner skill level. A 480-foot hole would be a par 4. If a course is designed for professionals, that same hole would be a par 3. This is an overall positive for disc golf. It is inclusive, progressive, and it makes it easier for players to get into the game and feel success early on. For example, my mom can call me up and tell me she got 3 pars in league this morning, and I can know that those pars are set for her skill level. It actually isn't that amazing. Although actually for her it is. And don't worry, she doesn't listen to the podcast. The one downside to that is that we do not have a consistent par across our sport. Maybe this should change, or maybe we should be more consistent about setting par for the skill level. I think this might manifest itself as an inferiority complex that our sport has about par. I think it's the reason we have all these conversations about par. In disc golf right now, if you're playing a red level course, it's set for red level par, in general. If you're playing a gold level course, it's set for gold level par, in general. The PDGA defines the following player levels: gold, 1000 rated, blue, 97 rated, white, 935, red, 900, green, 850, and purple, 800. For the rest of this conversation, I will be discussing traditional golf's par and comparing it to disc golf's gold level par. I want to compare scratch level par in golf with scratch level par in disc golf. In traditional golf, the way par is determined, the number of shots to get to the green, plus 2. Very simple. In disc golf, we have a 10 meter circle, which kind of defines the green. However, in disc golf, when you get to the green, inside that 10 meter circle, you would expect to make your next throw. Again, I'm talking about gold level players, not myself. Let me say that again. In disc golf, the expectation would be to get the number of throws it takes to get to the green in the 10-meter circle, plus 1. We know that par, by definition, is the number of strokes expected to be needed to complete the hole. In disc golf's case, this would be the number of shots to get inside the circle, plus 1. We also know that par is applied as the number of shots to get to the green, plus 2. There is our contradiction. This contradiction is what causes all of our issues with par. Let's say we have a wide-open 250-foot hole. We would expect a gold-level player to get inside circle 1. We would expect them to hit the putt. The expected score is a 2. But that leaves no room for a birdie. That doesn't work for us. So there's something has to give. The thing that has to give is what we define our green to be. In 2016, the Pro Tour introduced the idea of circle 2, which maybe kind of helped, but maybe kind of didn't. It expanded the idea of what the green is and led to course design changing where a good shot lands. Traditionally, on a par 3, and by traditionally I mean the 90s, a good drive would land in circle 1. Now, a well-designed gold-level course has a good drive land in circle 2, while a great drive can get to circle 1. This was a half-step toward the solution. About 20 years ago, Lo Bibby came up with the idea of close-range par. This idea is based on the definition of a point where we would expect a gold level player to get the disc into the basket in 2 shots. Define how close, or in our parlance, what an expanded green would be. Par then does become the number of shots to get, quote, close, or to our expanded green, plus two, and then par works. That's what close range par is. For example, at the gold level, we would define close as, let's say, 120 feet. Presuming a wide open field, a 250-foot hole would have a par of three. One shot to get close, within 120 feet, plus two. If we expand that hole to 570 feet, par would still be three. One shot to get close, a 450-foot drive, which we would expect a gold-level player to be able to do, would get close, or 120 feet away, plus two. Par is still three. Are these great hole designs? No, not really, but they do a good job of showcasing the extremes for how par would be defined using close-range par. With this method, you would need to define close, maybe 120 feet, drive distance, maybe 450 feet, maybe more the way these guys throw, and fairway shot distance, maybe 400 feet, for the different skill levels. I just did it for gold. With these three numbers and some adjustments for elevation and fairway obstacles, we will be able to define par consistently for every course and every skill level. If I'm a blue level player and I play a red level course, I know I want to shoot under par. If I play a blue level course, I would expect to shoot around par. And if I play a gold level course, I'll be happy to finish. But seriously, I should shoot over par. I'd like to propose that we change the concept of the green. To fix our inferiority complex with par, we should expand the green to take in this concept of close range par. Lastly, I want to go one step further and figure out what a winning score on the Pro Tour should be. Now let's start with what should par be. In traditional golf, par is usually set to 72. This is made up of 4 par 5s, 10 par 4s, and generally these are divided evenly as short par 4s and long par 4s, and then there are 4 holes that are par 3s. Add those up and you get par 72. Let's look at a par 5 in traditional golf. You've got your drive, your fairway drive, your approach, which gets you on the green, and then two putts. In disc golf, this would be a drive, a fairway drive, and an approach, and the putts. The shot I want to focus on is the approach. In traditional golf, this shot will get you onto the green. Getting close to this, the pin, that's a bonus, but just getting on the green is your expectation with your approach. In disc golf, we would expect an approach shot to get us inside circle one. Using the expanded green of close range par, this approach shot is likely inside the expanded green. This approach shot is actually our first putt because it's on the expanded green. We're already putting. This hole should actually be a par four. It should be a drive, a fairway drive, and two putts. Otherwise, this approach shot would have been classified as another fairway drive, which would be equivalent to a long par 5 in traditional golf. These are rare, at most one, maybe two per course. The 4 par 5s on a traditional golf course would translate to, in all likelihood, 3 long par 4s and 1 par 5. Let's look at the 5 long par 4s in a similar way. In traditional golf, you've got a drive, a fairway drive, and two putts. In disc golf, this would become a drive, a fairway drive, and two putts. These would stay par fours, but they would be considered short par fours. So now we have 1 par 5, 3 long par fours, and 5 short par fours. Let's keep going. The 5 short par fours, which consist of a drive, an approach, and two putts, would become par threes, specifically long par threes, because if you remember, the approach becomes our first shot on the expanded green. The 4 par threes would become disc golf's equivalent of short par threes, giving us 9 par threes. 5 would be long and 4 would be short. This gets us to a total par of 64, with 9 par threes, 8 par fours, and 1 par 5. Now, presuming this is our ideal course, we could have shorter gold courses come in at a par of 60 and longer gold courses come in with a par of 68. but I really don't think we want to get into the 70s for par, and this is for two reasons. The first reason is the explanation I just gave. The second reason is that driving is already overvalued. It's valued more than putting. I did an analysis of UDisc on all of the 2023 Pro Tour and major events. When we look at the shots gained stat, we have two primary numbers, tee to green and putting. The average most shots gained from tee to green was 16.4. The average most shots gained putting was 10.4. In traditional golf, these numbers are roughly equivalent. In disc golf, driving is the place you can make up the most strokes on your competitors. If we increase the courses to par 68 or more, we are just making driving even more heavily valued. I would argue that we should be shortening courses to try to make driving and putting more evenly balanced, but that's a topic for another day. So let's finish up with what we would expect the winning score to be at a Pro Tour or major event. Par is 64. The winner is going to be pretty much near perfect. We've got four short par threes. On these holes, we would expect a good drive to get inside circle one. We'd expect the winner to hit that putt. These are all birdies. We've got five long par threes. A good drive gets to 50 to 150 feet from the pin, likely two shots. Those are all pars. Let's look at the eight par fours. We've got five short par fours. Again, these should all be birdies. And we've got three long par fours. These should all be pars. Which leaves us with the par five, which the winning player is going to expect to birdie. When we add all that up, a really good round is going to be 9 under par. If you do this every round of a tournament, you're at minus 27 over 3 days or minus 36 over 4 days. If you look at the average winning score in disc golf over the last few years, or maybe since the Pro Tour has started, it is very close to this number. Yes, I've been tracking it. We do not need to have an inferiority complex over our par versus traditional golf par. We need to recognize that we are playing a different game and reset our expectations. In traditional golf, par is a great score. In disc golf, minus 9 is a great score. That, if repeated, puts you in the running for the win. And in my opinion, no course should have more than one or maybe two par fives. Thanks for listening. If you have any thoughts, news, or opinions, shoot us an email at discgolfdaily@aol.com. Have fun, throw them straight, and hit the thin gap.